If you have your Bibles, and you'll look with me to the book of Matthew. And I'm going to read to you from the book of Matthew chapter 10. I'll read to you a few verses, but I just want to draw out a phrase from these verses. Matthew chapter 10, verse 21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. Notice verse 22, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. And something about finishing. Finishing. Right? Paul said, I've run my race. Paul said, I have run my race. I have finished my course. Finished, or something about finished. How many of you men will be honest with me this morning and tell me that there is an unfinished project in your home? An unfinished project that you just have, you know, it's almost there. It's almost there. Nobody really even notices. Nobody really even notices, but it's still not finished, you know? You've still got just a little bit of trim paint to do. You've still got just a little bit of just the little stuff. Not that big of a deal, just some of the little stuff. And your wife saying, you know, you need to get that. Yeah, I'm going to get to that. You've got three other jobs going around the house, and that one there still. Unfinished. Unfinished. You know, I was trying to finish something yesterday, and I was thinking about Sister Fuller, and she has finished. Finished. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. There is a joy in the finish of something. There is a satisfaction in finishing something. To stand back and look at it and say, it's finished. It's finished. For us as a child of God, it's to hear him say, well done. Well done. Amen. There's something about that word, done. Right? You can do well. I don't want him just to hear him say, you did well. Because if you go to the book of Galatians, it says, you did well. But who did hinder you? You did well. He wrote to the church, you did well. That's good. But what hindered you? When we think about that word, well done. When the Lord says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. When you finally know that it's finished. Finished. Amen. I'm glad that God finishes what he starts. Amen. He sent his son Jesus to the earth to be the savior of all mankind. Jesus, he did, his miraculous birth. We talk about his birth and we talk about it. We celebrate it amazingly. The birth of Christ. Amen. But that was not the finish. We talk about his life, 3.5 years of ministry, and all of the good deeds that he'd done. And John even said that if all of the deeds were recorded, there would not be enough books that contain all of the things that he had done. That's pretty amazing that God had done all of that. But that was not the finish. That was not the finish. But even Jesus, when he hung on a cross, amen, before he gave up the ghost, he says, "It is finished." Amen. He died on the cross to save us. He finished what he came for. He finished what he came for, to be the sacrifice of all mankind. Hallelujah. He died on a cross to save us all. He finished what he started. He finished. Amen. When it was all said and done, amen, I believe he could look back over a work completed, over a work, a mission completed, that we could say, "It is finished." When he said, "It is finished," he was saying, all that I have done up to this point for this purpose, all that I've done, the miraculous birth, amen, was for this purpose. It is finished. It, with all of the years of ministry, it was all up for this point right here. It is finished. It is finished. Amen. A life of purity, it is right here. It is finished. Amen. A sinless life right here, all for this purpose. It is finished. Amen. Church, we need to get our eyes focused on the finish. I believe the finish is coming much sooner than what we think. Some of us by the grave, but I also believe it might be by the coming of the Lord. Amen. The finish is near. The finish is close. Amen. We're getting close at hand. Amen. This is not a time for us to lose sight of the goal and of the purpose. And let us realize, amen, that we've got to finish this. Got to finish it. Amen. The Lord. Amen. The Lord is coming soon. Amen. We have to finish. We have to finish. It's not how good you've done up to now. It's not how well you've done up to now. This is not the day where, you know, where we get our report card and, you know, you've done good. Amen. But you've got to go all the way to the end. He that endureth to the end, all the way to the very end, the same shall be saved. Amen. That's the one that's going to find salvation. The one that can make it all the way to the end. Amen. Where you're at right now, you have not made it. You've not arrived. Amen. But oh, thank God, if the Lord comes soon. Amen. I want to finish. I want to finish. Amen. When it gets down to the end, amen, I want him to say he finished well. He finished well. He didn't give up. He didn't quit, but he finished well. You put so much work and effort into our walk with the Lord to live for God, and we get down to the end, and we blow it. We get down to the end, and we start getting careless. Start getting careless about our walk with the Lord and our relationship with the Lord. Amen. Start allowing some things into our life that we would have never allowed before. Start letting down in some areas of our walk with God that we would have never let down in before. Amen. Compromise some of the things that we believed all of our life that we would have never believed before. But now, amen, we're getting towards the end. Let me tell you, amen, now's not the time to quit. Amen. I want to make it all the way to the finish. Amen. I want my finish to be glorious. Hallelujah. Amen. The glorious start that you had. Man, I'll tell you what, when you got saved, the rejoicing that went on. The rejoicing that took place when you got saved. Heaven rejoiced. Amen. People on earth rejoiced. Remember the glorious start that you had. Amen. The gun went off. At the time you got saved and you shot out of there, man, with a zeal, with the fervency, with the fire in your heart. You was excited about serving God. You were so in love with the Lord. You told everybody about it. You was rejoicing in your salvation. You couldn't get enough of church. You couldn't get enough of God. You couldn't get enough of the things of God. And you sought the Lord and you went to the house of God. Amen. God filled you with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because you were seeking after him. Amen. You had such a desire in your heart for God. What happened? He that endures to the end shall be saved. Amen. He that endures to the end shall be saved. Man, I believe, man, there's something about the finish. The finish. I want my finish to be glorious. I want my finish to be glorious. There's people, they live a glorious life. I mean, I've seen some people that have done some, had a glorious walk with the Lord. Their testimony has been amazing. The things they did for God, the work that they did for the Lord. I've seen people that have had a life full of ministry. Some in buses, some in Sunday school. Some in ministry of music or wherever. Amen. But God has used them gloriously. And you look at their life and that's amazing how God has used them. My, what a glorious life. What a glorious life. But guess what? We get to heaven. It's not about the glorious life. It's about the glorious finish. If you're going to make it, you have to finish well. You have to finish gloriously. Amen, you have to leave this world, amen, with a glorious finish. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, I want to have a glorious finish. How about you? Amen, I want to have a glorious finish with the Lord. Amen, I don't want to do a great accomplishments in this life. I don't want to go through this life with people rejoicing over anything that I might have done or said, my, what a testimony, what an example, and then not finish? What good is a title? Boy, they could pray and you don't finish. What good is a title if they say, they're a soul winner and then you don't finish? Hey man, I've got to finish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to finish in a way that is glorious. I want my life, amen, I want my life to be glorious. But that's not where it ends. I want my finish to be glorious. Hallelujah. Man, think about it. Stephen had a glorious finish. Amen. Standing with the heavens open, seeing Jesus, standing at the right hand of the throne of God. What a glorious finish. Hey man, I think that I would like to, you know, think about what Paul, his glorious finish. Hey man, how he said, you know, I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of life. Hey man, they said, and history says that when they was leaving the chopping block, he broke free from the guards and ran ahead and laid his own head on the chopping block. Hey man, that's a glorious finish. He said, well, it sounds pretty gruesome finish to me. It's a glorious finish, amen, to know, amen, that you're going to be with the Lord. I have seen saints of God that have finished gloriously. Amen, I have seen the saints of God, amen, that have been in the presence of God as they left this life, amen, and left this earth, their last days, amen, they were singing, they were praying, they were praising, amen, they were in the Spirit, amen, I want to leave in a glorious way, amen, I want my life, amen, to have a glorious finish. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11 says, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That's a glorious finish. Amen. An entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. An abundant entrance. Amen. Now, I don't think that's the size of the door you walk through. But I think when I think about it, an abundant entrance, I think of a celebratory entrance. Amen. Where people are celebrating your entrance. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only on this side of the Jordan, and they celebrate and they say they finished well. Amen. They finished well. Amen. They're now in the presence of God and they finished well. But on the other side of the Jordan. Amen. Where they stand at the gate and they welcome you and they say you finished well. You finished well. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to just live a glorious life. I want to have a glorious finish. Hallelujah. Amen. I want that. I want to have something glorious in my finish. Hallelujah. I don't want to just, amen. Brother Gallagher, last couple of times I've heard him testify. He testified at camp meeting, and he testified about it here at the church. But I heard him say this. Amen. I want to be going so hard for God that when I go to heaven, I want to be a mile into heaven before the devil even knows I'm there. Amen. Do you know what? He wants to finish well. Finish well. There's something about the finish. Hallelujah. Something about the finish. Amen. There's something about the saints of God and seeing the saints of God. Amen. That come to the end of life. Amen. They know they've only got a little bit of time. Amen. But to still yet. Amen. To know that they're going to finish well. Hallelujah. To finish well. I don't want there to be a mark. I don't want there to be a question mark. Amen. I want to finish. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. Hallelujah. Amen. Well done. You've finished. You've completed it. Hallelujah. Amen. There's no, it's over with. Praise God. Amen. To know that we finish. I could tell you this morning of stories of races and runners and of sports accomplishments of those that did the finish. But all of that seems to me to be so small and insignificant. Because I want to tell you not about the stories of an athlete that ran the race. I want to tell you about a saint of God that ran the race to the finish. I want to tell you, who cares about the athlete, amen, that endured to the end? But what about the child of God, amen, through every temptation, through every obstacle, through every hardship, through every trial, through every sickness, amen, they endured. They didn't give up. They never lost their faith, amen, but they held on to the very end, amen, and when they got there, they finished it well. Hallelujah. Amen. That should stand out to us more than anything. Amen. To see a child of God and a saint of God, regardless of age. It don't matter, young, middle age, old. It don't matter. Amen. If you endure and you fight and you strive, amen, and you make it to the end and you still have the glory of God and you're still rejoicing, I say, praise God, a glorious finish. That's what I want in my life. Amen. I want to hear him say, well done. Well done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Fuller, she finished. She's finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of my friends, they've already finished their race. And some that we've known, we're close to and friends to, even though they were young, they finished their race. Hallelujah. Amen. I think of Brother Marty Milliken. Oh, man, he's such a young man, but such a wonderful child of God. Amen. When it got down to the end, amen, oh, the testimony of the things that he was seeing, the things that he heard, amen, coming from the glories of heaven. You know why? Amen, because he finished gloriously. He finished gloriously. I know, church. Amen. It's just been on my mind the last couple of days. Amen. How we finish really matters. How we finish is what matters. Man, tell what, Bethel Chapel, you're full, it's full of good, godly people. Good, godly people. But we got to finish. Got to finish. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah.